This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March the 1st. Today's Bible verse is from the Gospel of John 14:16-17. It says there, "I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive Him because it is not looking for Him and does not recognize Him. But you know Him because He lives with you now and later will be in you." End of quote. The disciples felt heavy in their hearts by listening to the announcement Jesus made. Jesus said He would be crucified and then go back to heaven. Last 3.5 years, Jesus was their everything. The disciples left everything once they had, their possessions, trade, relationships, and followed Jesus. Their life support, sustenance, protection, safety, provision, all was in one person, Jesus Christ. They did not know what to do when Jesus goes away. To such worried disciples, Jesus said one of the most heartfelt and beautiful verses of the Bible. Listen, He said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with Me, that you also may be where I am." End of quote. John 14:1. Jesus comforted His dear disciples with His promise of the second coming. However, how would they live in this sin and evil-bound world until His second coming? Jesus gave a consequential provision for their living. Jesus said He would not leave them as orphans. He said He would send the Holy Spirit of God for them. In essence, He said, "My mission of coming to this earth is almost finished now. I'm going back to heaven. However, I would not leave you helpless." The Holy Spirit whom He would send comes for their support, encouragement, guidance, comfort, and counsel forever. Not a temporary visit this time. That was the case in the Old Testament time. The Holy Spirit will never leave a believer in Christ in the dispensation of the church. Jesus said the world cannot receive Him because it is not looking for Him and does not recognize Him. You see, God's Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, is the unique privilege of the children of God. NIV, NASB, another translation says He will be with you forever. Jesus also said the disciples already knew and familiar with the Holy Spirit because He lived with them so far. However, the big difference is that the Holy Spirit will be in them forever after a few days. What He meant is this: after the ascension of Christ on the day of Pentecost, Holy Spirit would come to indwell in the believers in Christ permanently. Beloved, you need to understand, you really need to understand the real source of the battle going on in this world. Listen, it is called the spiritual battle. No one is exempt from it. The battle is between truth and lie. It is between darkness and light, between life and death. Bible loudly declares Jesus Christ is the truth, John 14:6. He is the light, John 8:12. He is the life, John 14:6 and 10:10. The source of ugly battle is none other than your enemy called Satan, the one who hates God's creation, Adam's race. However, Jesus said He loves you and you are valuable than the whole world, Matthew 16:26. Bible says in Ephesians 6:12, we are not fighting against human beings, but against the wicked spiritual forces in the heavenly world. End of quote. Unfortunately, without the truth, light, and life, many are trapped by the devil these days. You see, he makes them obey him, but God can help them to escape from Satan's traps. 2 Timothy 2:26. You see, there is an unseen spiritual battle going over your head and around you. You need the Holy Spirit now than any time before. How do you distinguish truth and lie, darkness and light, life and death? How do you fight correctly and win at the end? How do you make sure your soul is protected and inherit eternal life, not eternal hell? You see, the Holy Spirit of God is the defense. He is the Patriot missile. He is the source of true wisdom from heaven. Without the Holy Spirit of God, you cannot face your enemy, the enemy of your soul, the devil. You may think you are strong to stand against him. You are not strong to stand against him. Your strength comes from the one who is inside of you. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you have the Holy Spirit inside you. If you are not a believer in Christ as of yet, you do not have God's Holy Spirit inside you to help and protect you from the devil's arrows. Bible affirms this truth in 1 John 4:4. It says, "The Spirit who is in you is more powerful than the Spirit in those who belong to this world." The Spirit inside you is the Holy Spirit. The Spirit in this world is the spirit of the devil. A gentleman asked this excellent question recently. He asked, "How can I get the Holy Spirit?" Jesus himself answered this in John 7:39. The Bible verse there read like this: "By this he meant," Jesus meant the Spirit, "whom those who believed in him were later to receive." Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. End of quote. Later means Jesus was referring to the time after his ascension into heaven. The day of Pentecost is the day God sent the Holy Spirit to indwell in all the believers of Christ permanently, as our insight reveals us today. The simple answer is, those who believe in Jesus Christ would receive the Holy Spirit of God. Have you accepted Christ? If you are a believer in Christ, if you repented of your sins and trusted Jesus, you already have the Holy Spirit. If you have not done it yet, you do not have Him. As the second coming of Christ is getting closer, the world would fall into more darkness as the spiritual battle gets intensified. Beloved, you need Jesus Christ. You need Holy Spirit to stand against the schemes of the devil. Jesus said, "If you ask for the Holy Spirit, the Father in heaven will give him to you." He also said you could be filled by the Holy Spirit, that rivers of living water would flow from within you. John 7:38. Do you have a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I pray to give me your Holy Spirit to live in this wicked and evil world, faced and filled with wickedness. I believe Jesus Christ died, buried, and rose again for my sins. I repent of my sins and turn to you. I invite Jesus into my heart today. Please come. Please save me and fill me with your Holy Spirit to stand against the schemes of the devil. Thank you for saving me and blessing me today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.